课堂听 class.com
Exercise 2-3-C Questions 1 through 2 Listen to part of a talk in a business management class.
Management requires a great deal of energy and effort, more than most people care to make. One factor that affects managers and inhibits their capacity to provide leadership is stress. Stress has lots of causes, work overload, criticism from workers, and can have negative health effects, including loss of sleep. It's a fact. Managers have to deal with stress. Some handle it by making time to be by themselves. Most have some favorite place or pastime, a beach to walk on, maybe a stream to fish in, or a game to play with the kids. It's important to have some form of rest and relaxation. Creating art, working with your hands, gardening, playing sports, the list goes on. Rest doesn't always mean inactivity. For some people, exercise is rest.
Number one. What is the main purpose of the talk? Number two. What is the professor's opinion of rest? Questions 3 through 6. Listen to part of a lecture in a psychology class. The professor is talking about clinical psychology.
In order to know how behavior patterns can be changed, the clinical psychologist has to know what causes the client to behave the way he or she does. Identifying the cause is called diagnosis. In diagnosis, a psychologist uses two basic tools, interviews and psychological tests. Through interviews and tests, the psychologist tries to classify the problem to see if it falls into any known categories. A psychologist may also attempt to describe the client's personality in terms of how he or she deals with life. For example, some people like to lead, and some prefer to follow the lead of others. Some people are active and outgoing, while others are quiet and reflective. In a diagnostic interview, the psychologist takes the client's case history. This means learning how the client got along with parents, teachers, and friends, as well as how the person handled difficult situations in the past. Psychological testing is the other way that a psychologist tries to diagnose the client's problems. Clinical psychologists have developed tests that can help them learn about a person's intelligence and personality, as well as tests that show whether a person's behavior or perception is influenced by emotions, disabilities, or other factors. Personality testing is useful in discovering how the client tries to adjust to life. Personality tests can reveal unconscious feelings the person is unable to talk about. This information can be important and could help shorten the length of treatment required.
Number three, what is the purpose of the lecture? Number four, how do clinical psychologists diagnose a client's problems? Number five, why does the professor discuss taking a client's case history? Number six. According to the professor, why are personality tests useful? Questions 7 through 10. A public health officer has been invited to speak to a biology class. She will be discussing bats. Listen to the beginning of the talk.
Now that the warmer weather and longer days are here, we aren't the only ones spending more time outdoors. This is an active time for bats as well. Migratory bats are now returning to the area, and young bats are starting to explore their environment. Young bats go off course, and this is when most people come into contact with them. Bats are a normal part of our environment and can even be a good thing. Bats help keep down the insect population, especially mosquitoes. Normal bat activity includes sleeping during the daytime and becoming active and flying around in search of food at night, starting at dusk. It's unusual to see a bat during the day. Normal bats don't fly around in the daytime or lie or crawl on the ground. So if you encounter a bat like that, you should call the health department immediately. If you have bats in your attic or house, contact a pest control agency. They do not kill the bats, but make recommendations on how to get the bats out of your home. You'll want to create a one-way valve from your house to outside so they can get out but can't come in. To avoid having bats in your house altogether, find all possible entry points into the house and close them by caulking or screening the gap. Bats can squeeze through a gap of 1/2 inch. Bats are the most likely carriers of rabies in our area, and almost 100% of rabies cases are fatal. Make sure your dogs and cats are vaccinated against rabies. If you should come in physical contact with a bat, it's important to get in touch with the health department or a doctor immediately. If possible, catch the bat so it can be tested for rabies.
Number 7. What is the main purpose of the talk? Number 8. Why does the speaker say this?
Bats help keep down the insect population, especially mosquitoes.
Number 9. How can you prevent bats from entering your house? Number 10. Why does the speaker recommend getting medical advice if you come in physical contact with a bat?